Personality Plus by Florence Littauer.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I wanted to talk about this book today and how it would affect you in your business. But first, I have to move my chair. This is we record these live. We do not edit them. And my chair, for the last handful of episodes, keeps hitting the back. But me, with a personality that does that gets distracted easily, I think about it every time we're doing these videos, and then as soon as I'm done with the video, I forget about it. And so night after night, I come back, and if you watch the earlier videos, you might hear a little clunking in the background. It's because I'm hitting the bookshelf that has a metal lunch pail on the top of it, and it makes this clanking sound. It's a horrible thing. Anyway, so you didn't need to know that, but it does have something to do with our topic tonight, this Personality Plus. This was the first book I read on the four personality theory, which is the idea that everyone has a certain amount of all of the four quadrants of personalities. And depending on the amount of each one that you have is how your personality exudes itself in public. And as I've studied this through the years, I've come to the conclusion that Kathy Colby, I believe, is correct that this is from the affective side of the brain. So it has to do with the side of your animal side of who you are that is deals in emotion, it deals in communication, and so on and so forth. And it's a very specific area of the brain that people are considered 1, 2, 3, 4, one of the four different quadrants. These quadrants go by different names. You've probably heard of the colored ones, where you have certain colors that represent, I believe it's a green, red, blue, and yellow, I believe. And then there's ones where they name them after animals. This particular one is the oldest one that I'm aware of, which was first developed by Hippocrates, famous from the Hippocratic Oath, one of the first major doctor minds back in ancient Greece. He noticed that certain people had a large amount of fluids in their system, because he was one of the original ones to start documenting taking apart cadavers. And he found that certain people had a large amount of bile or a large amount of phlegm in them, and he pointed it back to their personality, which is where you come up with these four names that Florence Littauer uses in her book, which the four names of the personality extremes, which is choleric, melancholy, sanguine, and why is my mind blanking? Choleric, melancholy, sanguine, and phlegmatic. Each one of those is based on the amount of fluids that was in a person's system. Now, through the years, different people have come up with different versions of this. Different, actually famous philosophers have, and I can't remember them all off the top, I think Aristotle may have been one of them, that thought that there may be five personality extremes and so forth. And so this has been bandied about throughout time, but it all plays to the same general concept that you probably have one major personality feature that shows up the most, and probably a secondary one that's most visible. In most cases, in most people, that is the situation. Hers is a very casual look at the whole thing. She goes into it deeply because of her personality, but she also she comes at it from a very unique perspective. She also pulls in a whole lot of her Christian perspective into it. If you're offended by that type of thing, this book probably wouldn't be for you. If you can look past it, whether you're for or against it or see it the same way she does, it's worth a read. It is the first book I ever read on personality about 20 years ago is when I first ran into this. There are two other books that have really influenced my look at personality, one a little more than the other, but each of them bring with it a different perspective and a different look. So the first is those four also go by a different name that you may have heard of also, which is the DISC model, the DISC model. Still the exact same personalities, it just handles it a little bit slightly differently. The testing for it is different and everything else, but worth reading. Go check out. Florence Lithauer just passed away last year. I believe she was 92 years old. And she was a dynamic speaker and a really interesting writer, interesting perspective on personalities. So go check that out. If you want to know more, this all comes back to the concept that I have about being relationship reliant. If you want to develop better relationships, whether you're a people person or not, I'm not a naturally direct people person. I'm an outgoing person, but I'm not a people-oriented person. And so it's helped me a lot to be able to handle people and be able to work with them and try and see it from their perspective by learning about personalities through the years. It's one piece of a larger puzzle of what makes up people. Okay. It really is the animal side of people. It's an interesting thing. You could see the exact same thing. If you spend a lot of time with one certain type of animal, like dogs, is one in particular that you can really see the personality very clearly. And you can tell personality, it's not just something that humans have. All animals have it to one extent or another. And it seems like the more intercommunication that you have with animals, the more you can see their personality. And you will be able to see sanguine dogs and melancholy dogs and everything else. It's a very, very interesting thing. And so that's why I really do believe it's an animal. It's the animal part of our brain that comes with the personality. And you don't really have much of a choice over it. It's just one of those things that you're born with. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on personality. Leave them down below and watch the next two episodes where we'll be looking at those other two books. That's all I've got for tonight. Hey, while I'm here, don't forget about my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get your very own free copy at amazonproofbook.com. We'll be back here tomorrow night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.